Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country focused interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by Stephen Price from USU Extension. We're going to be talking about a recently announced Rancher Drought Summit. So, Stephen, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, let's talk. As much as we wish this wasn't the case, Utah's in a drought, and that's been the case for the last several years. As long as I can remember, I remember seeing those commercials on TV. So let's talk about the Rancher Drought Summit for a second. What's the kind of the purpose and idea behind this?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've been in a drought a really long time. Couple winters ago, things were looking up, but here we are. Like it or not, we are dealing with some drought effects, and ranchers very well could feel some of those effects this year. So that's really the purpose of this night, is to provide some education around what resources are available to help ranchers deal with drought, and also just some information to kind of help weather them through the storm.
And this is coming up again on April 16th. That's starting at 6 p.m. at the G.J. Reeves Building. I always get confused with those two letters, on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. Now, when people attend this summit, what kind of resources can they expect to find here?
Yeah, so we will have different agricultural agencies. So UDAF, FSA, NRCS, Forest Service will be there, Bureau of Land Management will be there, just kind of talking about, one, what kind of programs are out there as far as help to kind of help get through things, and then two, kind of looking at agencies, our land management agencies, give a chance for them to talk about how things might look different, what we might be able to expect will happen for allotments. And then we'll also have some USU Extension folks there. They'll be talking more about drought management strategies. So things we can do to just kind of hold up that bottom line and to hopefully lessen the potential financial impacts of range and ranch management during the drought.
Now, you're going to have a completely different perspective on this issue, because I'm here in the studio all day. You're out there in the field. You're actually looking at the impacts of these droughts. What kind of mitigation strategies are we expecting to kind of see as we head into the warmer spring months and the summer months?
Yeah, so there's, and really, for the biggest drought impacts that we see for ranchers here comes with public lands grazing. There's just not as much forage out there, particularly as we're looking at lower elevation range ground. So they can do things. And so we'll have somebody there talking about cow-calf management and how things can be changed a little bit with that management. One thing that sometimes happens is we go into a drought and we're trying to keep the maximum amount of cows. We're trying to keep managing how we always have been. And then we notice our feed stack is getting lower and lower and lower, and then we have to buy really expensive feed. And maybe that's not always the best way to go about things. So there's a few different things that we can just keep track of and keep in mind to just kind of help us keep our bottom line solid.
Now, this is something that's not just going to impact the ranchers and the farmers in our area. This is something that, as a general public, we're all going to be experiencing the effects of this drought. So what are some ways that people out in the common public can help benefit this drought effort in maintaining our water supply?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot of things that even your average homeowner can do. Simple things like to help conserve culinary water, if you have leaks misaligned sprinklers, things that maybe need a little bit of tune-up, you can save a lot of money there. And even just adjusting your sprinkler schedule. As I drive around the valley, I'm starting to notice more and more sprinklers kicking on right now. And sometimes they're running while it's snowing. So that's, maybe holding off until we really start getting into the swing of things. Delaying that first irrigation can help, and also making sure that every time you irrigate, you're really only trying to put down about half an inch of water. Much more than that, and you're actually just leaching nutrients from your soil and wasting water. So plenty of ways to be water wise.
And this is something that we should all be mindful of as we move into these summer months, because again, this is something that affects everybody, and the more we can work together, the less we're really going to have to worry about this in the long run. Now, Stephen, unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Nope, just please come by. There's no need to RSVP or anything, so just join us, and we hope to see all of our local ranchers there.
Well, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Stephen Price with Utah State University Extension. We're talking about the upcoming Rancher Drought Summit. That's going to be on April 16th, starting at 6 p.m. in the G.J. Reeves Building on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.